This is America Weekend, a new kind of radio, because life doesn't stop on the weekends. I am Paul Harris. Thanks for listening. A couple of weeks ago, not long after his basketball team, the Miami Heat, won its second consecutive NBA championship, Mickey Arison stepped down as the CEO of his family's company, Carnival Cruise Lines, a company started by his father, Ted, in 1972. Replacing Mickey as the CEO of Carnival is my next guest, Arnold Donald, who's been on the board of Carnival for 12 years and been involved in running several other companies, including Equal, the artificial sweetener. Now he's taking over a company that has had some image problems this year because of problems with some of its ships. Back in February, the Carnival Triumph suffered an engine room fire with 3,100 people on board and drifted in the Gulf of Mexico for 4 days before being towed back to Mobile, Alabama. In March, the Carnival Dream had an emergency generator failure while docked at St. Martin, and people had to be flown back to Florida. Also in March, the Carnival Legend had a mechanical problem with one of its propulsion pods out at sea, and people had to be brought back to Tampa, Florida for that. So that's the past few months, but this is actually a very successful company that continues to put people on ships in record numbers all over the world. And so let's see where the company stands now. Arnold, welcome to America Weekend.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thank you. Delighted to be on the show. And if you allow me, I'd like to give a special hello to your listeners at KTRS and at 550 in St. Louis.
Well, thank you very much. Congratulations on the new job, Arnold. But what do you have to do to right the ship, if you'll pardon the expression?
Well, as you kind of pointed out with your comment about record numbers of passengers, or we like to say, of course, guests that sail on our ships every day, every week, there are a lot of right things already about Carnival, and especially across all of our brands. We have 10 brands. We have almost 10 million guests, Paul, at sea a year across our various brands. The Carnival brand itself, which is the largest brand, we have over 4.5 million guests at sea every year on the Carnival brand. So what we're looking to is to get more of those cruisers to repeat more often and to bring in those who have not cruised. Only about 3% of the available vacation activity is done through cruising, and of course we want to increase that number.
But how much was the company hurt by these incidents earlier this year, Arnold?
I think, you know, the incidents you referenced, first of all, and I have to point out that, you know, people were not injured, you know, no one was hurt or anything like that. So we learn from every incident. We obviously, our primary desire is to exceed the expectations of our guests, to offer our guests a joyful, wonderful, memorable vacation experience at a great value as perceived by them. And so every time something like this happens, we learn from it. We set about to make improvements so that even under extenuating circumstances, which rarely occur, by the way, these are rare instances. You know, you mentioned three instances, but we have thousands of itineraries a year. So it's a very small percentage of incidents, but even when those incidents happen, that our guests still have what we set out to do, which is an exceeded expectation on their vacation experience.
You know, I have a friend who loves going on cruises, and he is, here's how he thinks, Arnold. After the incident in February with the Triumph and, you know, the CNN coverage of it being towed back into Mobile, Alabama and all of that, once that story was over and the boat was back home, he thought to himself, and he told me this, I'm going to book a Carnival cruise now because they are going to be dropping prices like crazy. It's going to be really cheap to get on a boat now. Is that true?
Well, there have been a few deals by us and the industry at large, and I would encourage guests to take advantage of those, like your friend, while they last, because they probably won't last long.
A couple of years ago, I interviewed an executive chef on a cruise ship. I can't remember if it was a Carnival ship. Maybe it was one of your other lines, because you have Holland America and Princess and Cunard, so it may have been on any of your ships. I don't know. But he was telling me about what it's like to live and work on board a ship, and how in his job, in the kitchen, they literally never stop preparing food. It's pretty remarkable the way these ships work, isn't it?
It is. You know, we have 90,000 employees across our 10 brands, and they are dedicated, committed people, all focused on delivering one thing, which is a great guest experience on board the ship and on the tours. But the chefs and the hotel personnel, you know, the cabin stewards and stewardesses, et cetera, they work nonstop, you know, to have the guests have a great experience. They're dedicated people. They're talented. And when you have 3,000 people on some of the ships or more as guests, that's a lot of food being served them, you know, all day long.
Yeah. He also told me, because I asked him, tell me about something about being on board that most people would not know because it's kind of behind the scenes. And he said that the most amazing part of the trip is arrival day, not departure day, but arrival day, because I guess they get back to wherever the port is like early in the morning, right?
Yeah, typically they'll arrive, you know, between six and eight in the morning on many itineraries. And it is a big day because you have to get everyone off the ship, and then you have to get everyone on the ship in pretty much the same day.
Yeah.
And so you're moving thousands of people on and off and all the luggage that goes with it. And, of course, when people leave the ship, they often have a little bit more luggage than they had when they first came on because they've been shopping at the ports around, you know, the world that their itinerary took them to.
Not only that, you got to get all the waste off of the ship, the old food, the old banana peels, the old eggshells. You don't dump that stuff at sea, so that's got to be forklifted off, and you got to put the new stuff on, right?
That's correct. There's lots of stores and inventory that has to be moved onto the ship and, you know, restocking, and then, of course, some of the stuff that goes off. But along the way, as the itinerary is realized, there are ports along the way where items are, you know, taken off and also added onto the ship. It's not all done just at the disembarkation or embarkation port.
I mentioned that Ted Arison started the company in 1972 with one boat. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, Ted started it with one boat. And the fun story everyone, you know, likes to tell is that had no idea, you know, what would come to pass. And then Mickey, who is just a tremendous leader, his son Mickey Arison, who's the current chairman and up until, I guess, 5 days ago was also the CEO. He continues as chairman, as a true visionary, has built the world's leading travel company, far and away the world's largest cruise company. And I'm delighted to be working with him and to have his continued commitment to the success of Carnival for the guests and for our shareholders.
What is different about the cruise business now compared to that one boat that Ted had in 1972?
Well, the big difference is there are a lot more people cruising because we have over 100 ships now,
yeah.
Over 100 ships from that small beginning of one, and over $16 billion in revenues, 10 million guests, and so it's just grown tremendously. And, of course, because of the success of Carnival and some of the other brands that we over time acquired, there are still other brands out there that also are selling more people. So it's become far more accessible, cruising has, and a great experience of cruising. You know, there's so many good things about it, Paul. Have you cruised yourself yet?
No, I have a severe seasickness problem, so I won't be one of your customers, Arnold. I'm
See, a number of people worry about that, and I would tell you, you know, that, you know, with today's medications and other things, you probably would have a good opportunity to have a wonderful experience on a cruise.
This is
but
what
having
I hear from
said
people,
that,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Paul.
I said this is what I hear from people, but I you're going to have to skip me when you count the passengers.
You know, a number of people feel that way, and you know, we'll have to just get you out on a boat for a day or something, just so you can experience and realize that it's not nearly what you might think. It's, you know, these ships are so large, they're so stable in the ocean. And then with Dramamine and other things, you know, most people can find they can cruise absolutely comfortably and not suffer any ill effects whatsoever.
Well, I hope that it's a smooth cruise for you now as the head of Carnival. Arnold Donald is the new CEO of the company. Mickey Arison did step down What I understand was something that had been planned for quite a while, and it's not like he went away. It's not like he threw his hands up in the air and said, I'm out of here. He's still the chairman of the company, but it'll be up to Arnold and his crew now to sail this thing forward with a lot of employees and a lot of passengers and a lot of boats all around the world. Good luck with the job, Arnold. Thanks for joining me here today.
Hey, thank you, Paul. And just want to encourage all your listeners, if they haven't, to cruise, and if they have, to cruise again and make sure they come cruise with us.
I'm Paul Harris, and this show is called America Weekend, every Saturday and Sunday from the Envision Radio Networks.